This is GQDN for Monday, November 3rd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Do it. That includes Questworthy. But if you don't want Questworthy, that's fine. Just make sure you put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. Ours is strawberry flavored. Just saying. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got something on sale for PlayStation people. Battlefield 6 has got something to introduce to you. And we are going to go to Japan for a little something something. What could it be? But who knows? We will start today with Wowhead, though, because Ian Hesekostas was talking to Unshackled Fury, and they were talking about what's going on with World of Warcraft Midnight. That includes the add-ons and Warcraft going to the consoles. But is it? In fact, Ian Hesekostas said that there were no plans of bringing World of Warcraft to the consoles, and there's no reason for Blizzard to bring WoW to the consoles. So their focus right now is on the PC experience and all the class changes about reducing complexity, because he says that WoW is a very complex game. There are members of the community who do celebrate that complexity, but there's a difference between having depth and complexity. The goal may be easy to learn, but is impossible to master. And Ian believes that the skill ceiling is going to remain, quote, incredibly, incredibly high. In fact, here's what he said. Quote, you're going to see the people who have been pro level PvPs, people running MDI, people topping leaderboards in Mythic Plus, and pushing the race to world first. The same people are going to be the ones on the top in this world, and there will be countless challenges to tackle as they approach perfection. We've been talking about this for a year now. Philosophically, this is us stepping back and taking stock at the state of the game and what's required to play it well. What's required to even play it as a baseline level for the community and endgame. What is a normal or heroic rating guild expecting you to know to have installed? What a Mythic Plus pug expecting of you and making us sure those expectations are reasonable. End quote. Now they're also pruning the 8 to 10 years ago and focus on the button count where they prune the utility abilities. What they didn't do back then, simplifying the core combat rotation that all players need to do. And they did ask how many abilities are redundant that are usually macroed together and there's no deep gameplay to them. But even Wowhead said that, quote, maybe you build a weak aura to remind you to use it every 15 to 20 seconds. We'll leave it at that for now. So let's do a little bit of celebrating. Because according to NintendoLife.com, the Dragon Quest creator, Yuji Horii, has been awarded for one of Japan's highest honors. Now, like I said, he is one of the creators of Dragon Quest, even the lead. So the Japanese government took notice of him in its autumn decorations, and the government did award him the Order of the Rising Sun, fourth class, which has gold rays with rosette, and it is one of the country's highest honors. The only awards that are higher than that are the Order of the Chrysanthemum and Order of the Polonia Flowers, which are mostly reserved for monarchs, prime ministers, senior statesmen, and so on and so forth. Horii is the first video game designer to receive that award, or that type of award, and yet he remained humble as he received it. Quote, I've been making games for a long time, about 40 years now, but it's not just my own efforts. It's all thanks to the staff who helped me make it, and the users who have always supported me. I've leveled up in many ways, done many things, and my hard work has paid off. End quote. And he's been hard at work for the next entry, Dragon Quest XII, which we have not seen an update or release date since its initial announcement. But we do still think it's coming. And well done, Horii. Well done. Yep, I got your name right. If I didn't, I do apologize greatly. Now we go to the beleaguered Xbox. Eurogamer did say that 5 games are leaving Game Pass, and they'll be in the 15th of November, so you got 12 days to download. Football Manager 24, Spirit D, Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, Blacksmith Master, Game Review, and Frostpunk. Stalker 2 might be the biggest of those games, because it got on the list there last year. And while, yeah, it did have a tumultuous period, where Stalker 2 was delayed several times due to the Russia's invasion of Ukraine, where the studio had to relocate itself, and also had to deal with the Russian hackers who leaked the test builds. So, if you want it, and you want it downloaded from Game Pass, you better go get it. Don't worry, it's out for other things too. Now, I did warn people within my work center about this one. GameSpot.com. This is just a rumor. This is what an actor is saying about GTA 6. Because a GTA 5 actor did say that GTA 6 could cost $100. And that was Jay Kletis. Sorry, dude. Sorry. Who did voice Lester? But he believes that GTA 6 could cost you $100 on the price tag because of the content itself. So he was talking to The Escapist. Quote, and I will be paraphrasing. These games take so long to make, years and years and years. It's not like they've just been hanging out, chilling, and then started doing work last year. They finished GTA 5 and then started on GTA 6, more or less immediately thereafter. This stuff takes forever. And we saw GTA 5, the game will come out, there will be other versions. There will be downloadable content, it will be online, you're almost buying multiple games when you're buying this one, end quote. And now, he also did say that there was a case for making GTA 6 priced at the $100 level, but he also said it could be, quote, more accessible, end quote, because that makes sense to him. Further quote, I would also like to see it made more accessible to more fans, so I get the side of the argument to make it affordable for folks. That's cool too. Maybe there's like a way to split the difference, but I share the sentiment that this game warrants the price tag. Yeah, I get that, end quote. Now, the sales data for the video games said that people are ready and willing to pay for $80 for new games, but some of the other experts does believe that $70 is the right price. But one developer did say that GTA 6 deserves to be $100 due to the size and scope of the project. That's a quote, by the way. So, will this game be $100? We shall see. Now, if you play Fortnite, well, some of the people did say that Fortnite could have some more skins coming, and they are thinking that it's going to be The Simpsons and SpongeBob SquarePants. Why? Because there have been some leaks going around. And one of the Fortnite leakers, Sam Leaks, did post some news about the collaborations. Because he was talking about SpongeBob collaboration up on Twitter, where Plankton Wheels, Jellyfish Boost, Flower Drip Trail, and some other cosmetics could be coming to Fortnite. And could be. We shall see. Now, we got to get to a little bit of AI. Because Eurogamer did say that Bandai Namco, Square Enix, and some other companies did come together as a part of the Content Overseas Distribution Association, CODA. And they came together to request OpenAI to cease training AI video generations tool, Sora 2, on their collective creative works. This was a statement to OpenAI, and that was published on the CODA website, because they did request that the CODA members' works are not used for the machine learning without prior permission. That OpenAI responded to the claims and inquiries that were from CODA members regarding the copyright infringement that was related to Sora's 2 output. So, what could indeed happen here? And how will they officially respond? Well, let's get a little bit more into the statement. Because it did mention that Sora's 2 opt-out policy, that's copyrighted works, could be used by Sora 2 unless the copyright owners did opt out of them. And CODA did emphasize that it would go against Japanese copyright infringement laws and where the permission is required beforehand. CODA also noted, quote, There is no system allowing one to avoid liability or infringement through subsequent objections, end quote. Now, COTA is a big-time organization in Japan, and they are responsible for the copyright protection through combating piracy, as well as legal worldwide distribution of Japanese video games, movies, music, TV, and animation. It does have some variety of members, including companies like Bandai Namco, Cygames, Toys, Square Enix, and quite a few more. That is why they have concerns with the AI models like Sora 2. So yeah, there is problems with that. And I have no doubt we'll be talking about that on the weekly show. Oh, you play Battlefield 6 too? PC Gamer did say that they're introducing a new casual mode, and there won't be any dog tags to grab. In fact, up on X, Battlefield Comms did say, quote, "Introducing casual breakthrough. We understand that sometimes you want to jump into Battlefield without the intensity of a full PvP lobby to create more relaxed way to play while still earning progression and completing challenges. We're introducing casual breakthrough, and this new mode is now live on the main menu under the multiplayer tab. So what can you expect from the casual breakthrough? Smaller player teams, 16 players, 8 per team, with 32 bot teammates, enemies, 16 per team. Progression: earn career XP, weapon XP, battle XP, and complete challenges. Battled XP, full XP from real player actions, reduced XP from bot actions. Maps: the initial map available in this mode are Siege of Karo and Empire State. What casual breakthrough won't offer? Dog tags and accolades. Career stat updates. Let us know what you think about the new mode. We'll be monitoring your feedback to determine if further adjustments are needed in the future. We'll see you there on the battlefield. Last but not least, we gotta have something upper for sale. And we do. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that there's a big one that's on both PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. It's on the PlayStation Store, and it is Marvel's Guardian of the Galaxy. Right now, it is $9 on the PlayStation Store. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Go get it. It'll be available until this Thursday, November 6th. The game is a part of the PlayStation Plus Extra, but they will have another catalog, but they'll leave the catalog at some point. So if you want to own the copy, now's the time to do it. It's cheap. If you don't have it, and you've been looking to get it now. Tomorrow, I'll be a little bit late. It's election day in the U.S., so we'll be a little bit late. It's okay. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow, late tomorrow, for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.